you going to go down? Or?
Yeah, we're going to go down.
Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm just going to begin in prayer before we start. Lord, we thank you for today. Lord, we thank you that we can come here with an expectant heart to gather with each other and gather with you, Lord. And Lord, we just sit in anticipation for what you have for us today, Lord. And we just pray that you would ready our hearts and touch our hearts and speak to us in the ways that you want us to hear. And we just pray this in Jesus' name. Yeah. Mum, Pastor Maria, senior pastor, is saying, I'll be talking a bit today, extending on our theme of building God's kingdom. Can you go to the next slide? Yes. The show and tell of the kingdom of God. So Simon did a great job last week talking about deliverance, and he touched a lot on about what Jesus was here to do, what he was here to proclaim, and a little bit of like how he acted in his ministry and what that reflects for us. I might have to take my jacket off at some point. It's getting a bit warm. And so today we're going to expand a bit more on that. It sounds like a lot. We'll go to the next slide. So really wanting to go into, yes, very simply, what did Jesus come to say? What is the good news? What is, you know, what's his message? What's Jesus all about? What did Jesus do during his ministry, and how does that reflect what he was saying? And the what, yeah, kind of what his message is part of what he did as well. And then from all that, what does that mean we should go and say, and what does that mean we should go and do, and how do we look at Jesus as an example of what we should be, what matters, you know? And since it's a workshop today, you'll be doing a lot of the work, which is fun, and hopefully you can feel encouraged and active, and feel free to really explore this in your groups and really challenge each other, and yeah, then we'll share back in the larger group as well. Can we go to the next slide? So you might remember this passage from last week. This is one that Simon used, and I thought it's really great at the beginning of Jesus' ministry, where he's in the synagogue and he is starting his ministry. So I'll read it out. I'll read it from there. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news about him spread through the whole countryside. He was teaching in their synagogues, and everyone praised him. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. He stood up to read, and the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners, recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. He began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." So when I was preparing for this sharing today, it's quite broad. You know, if we're looking at everything Jesus had to say, it's a lot. And so this is just like kind of one passage, which I think is a great reflection of kind of Jesus kind of proclaiming what he's come here to say. If we go to the next section, please. So I want to encourage us as we get into our groups to kind of reflect on, what did Jesus come to say? What is the good news? What is the kingdom of God? And what did Jesus come to proclaim? And I think in your discussions, it's not to focus just on this scripture that I've shared, but use that as kind of a starting place of your discussions. And then if you feel a little bit lost, I added a few other verses in there as well. So I'm going to get you guys to move into groups of five or so would be great. And a bit of diversity would also be great if you want some bonus points. So you'll have to move around. So get up. Yep, come on. Find some five, and we'll chat about it for a little bit, and then we'll come back. Okay, so wrap up what you're saying and then we'll come back to the big group. All right, so thanks everyone for participating in discussions. Seems like people are having good chats. They're still going on. Does anyone want to share what their group has? Who had the best discussion, you reckon? Or had a good discussion? Doesn't have to be the best. Well, Mum's still talking, so I reckon they've got something good. Or would one of you like to share a bit about what you think? Ethan's smiling very nicely. Wow. So
yeah, we spoke about the idea of having peace with God now and the good news that what was lost in the fall is now able to be regained through the King coming. And I don't think we actually said the word, but the word just restoration keeps coming to mind. And that it's a kingdom we get to be a part of as well. It's not just something that we look at from the outside. That's what we spoke about. Did I miss anything? Peace with God, reconciliation, forgiveness, the meaning of the gospel, good news, yeah. Sorry, everyone, we got all the answers.
No, good. I guess we'll move on to that now. Yes, John, you're getting dipped in.
Yes, definitely. Go for it.
In our group, we talked about that God's grace, it's the only religion where you can mess up and make a big mess of yourself and God will forgive you and still get to heaven. That was a big one, yeah.
Thank you. All right, one more group and then we'll move on to the next segment. Who's... I see a hand.
One thing, and both Nick and Beck put that out, I think, was that the kingdom of God and the good news is that Jesus is king now. That and therefore, because Jesus is king, he can institute all that is God's will as opposed to things that aren't God's will. So whatever that looked like. It might look like redemption, it might look like forgiveness, it might look like physical healing, it might look like whatever people need, whatever God most wants to bring about in people's lives. I don't know if I said that right.
No,
that's what I got from what they said anyway. No,
that's all good. All right, I'll run back. I'm not puffed out, I promise. So as we've been discussing, Jesus came to say a really big thing, you know. He came to proclaim the kingdom of God, God's authority, God's dominion, God's power on the earth, and how that has so many complications, like the forgiveness of our sins and that invitation into restoration and that invitation to partnership with God. And it's this, my notes are very, very small. That went too far. Yeah. And I think it kind of feels like a very basic question sometimes in church. If we're saying, oh, you know, what's the gospel? What's the good news? And, you know, it's kind of the core of church, but it's good for us to remember that, you know, it's more than just this ticket to heaven. It's more than just the forgiveness of our sins, but it's really about, you know, God coming in his kingdom, coming in his authority, coming in his dominion. And that is just so much. It's so much abundance. It's so much freedom. I really loved when Simon was touching on Isaiah 61. We were going over in life group and we were like, oh, look at all these things. And it's just this overabundance of life that we've been invited to. And I think that's really exciting. But Jesus didn't just come and say, he also came and did things as well. And, you know, there's a lot that we can look at in how he acted and what he did that tells us more about his message, it strengthens his message, and it shows us a bit of what that life of abundance looks like as well. So can we go into the next slide? Slide Master Josh, thank you. I'm going to read this out again. I'm going to read it from here because I was squinting when I was looking at there. All right. So this is from Mark. This is also in the similar at the start of Jesus' ministry after he was teaching and preaching at the synagogue. They went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then, a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an impure spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," Jesus said sternly. "Come out of him." The impure spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. Oh. The people were all so amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching and with authority. He even gives orders to impure spirits and they obey him." Big stuff. So can we go to the next slide, please? So just as we discussed about what Jesus came to say, what did Jesus come and do, and how did he act during his ministry? How was his ministry characterized? As we were talking about last week, Simon was saying his ministry was characterized by deliverance. I love that. He was characterized by healing. So this is an opportunity for us to discuss that a little bit further. So talking about what kind of things Jesus did during his ministry, and what do these say about God and his kingdom? And also, what does this talk about the timing of his kingdom and the presence of his kingdom? Is this something that is going to be in the future? Is it something that's happening now? Is it maybe a bit of both? Is it here? Is it far? You know, those kind of things. And there was a bit of confusion in the first one. So you don't have to read through all the verses. Those are just there if you're like, I don't really know how I feel about this. Maybe I need something to start on. So I'll give you guys some more time to discuss. If you want to read the verses, read the verses. If you feel like, man, I know this, let me tell the group, you know, go for it too. So go off in your groups, have a chat, and we'll bring it back later.
Okay, just wrapping up things, and then we'll come back. All right, a lot of good discussions that we'll now share with the big group. You guys want to wrap up? All right, who is brave and would like to share? Wow. Mel, thank you for volunteering. That's wonderful.
By yourself, of course.
What is Jesus going to do? We talked about like how he heals and was the friend of sinners. One of the things, and also I just touched on just he was the one who was an example of washing the disciples' feet, like being, you know, doing the things that no one else really wants to do, really showed the example of being the servant king. Which I think is pretty amazing.
Maybe that help illustrate God's kingdom being different to rulers of men that had been kings before.
Servant king. Very good. Kingdom's upside down. Do you want to speak more? Okay. Your group hasn't gone. We can talk about that or what your group talked about.
Is that what you said, Wayne? Yeah. So the kingdom of God is the upside down version, right? It is when Jesus is king, then the low get lifted up, right? When man is in charge, we sort of big up ourselves, or the, you know, man's kingdom builds man's throne, and we see what that looks like in the world. We see rich people getting richer and injustice. So that's what that reminded me of. That Jesus demonstrated his love and he was prepared to do the most menial task, but he's king of the universe. So it's the other way around. Doesn't look like man's kingdom at all. Do you want to talk about what we talked about?
Well, I agree. Good try.
Jeremy,
I do write some notes. The kingdom is where Jesus rules. The kingdom of God is happening. The kingdom is processing. It started when Jesus started with Jesus. Miracles happen when the king is in charge. Jesus gives us the authority to do healing and miracles. That's what I wrote.
Yay. Thanks, Jeremy. So the kingdom is with authority and power. It's pretty good. All right, there's Simone, your group. Who are you nominating, Simone?
Okay, the stuff we decided in our group is that Jesus came to do miracles, right? He came to set the captives free, heal the sick, heal the blind. But when it comes to kingdom, it says that the kingdom of God has come in us. When Jesus died and ascended, he took us out of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God actually comes in us. So yeah. One more thing. He also came to reveal the Father to us and reconcile man back to God.
Thank you. Cool. I'm not going to run this time. I'll walk. Oh, it's a bit slow there. But thank you for everyone for sharing again. So Jesus came in authority and power, didn't he? He came on the earth and he suddenly showed up and he said, look, I'm here. My kingdom is here.
And I'm gonna start demonstrating, you know, casting out spirits, healing people, and showing that kingdom life here on earth and being present. And that isn't just this thing far off in the distance, but it's also here and now. I think it's like sometimes we can be very focused on, okay, you know, I'm just here waiting on for my time here on earth. But I think what Jesus is saying is like, oh, actually, you can start participating in the kingdom now, here, today. And I think as well, you know, not just through power and authority, but also that mercy and that grace and that compassion. And it's not just about, can you jump high enough, but how much he loves us as well. So if we can go to the next slide, please. Oh, wonderful. So flowing on from that. So after looking at what Jesus said about his kingdom, about himself, about looking at what Jesus has done and how he acted in authority and power, what then shall we do? So this is another verse that we can read through. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing. And they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. And I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. All right, great. Can we go to the next slide, please? So, what then shall we say and do? Do we have a role to play in the kingdom? What are we to say and what are we to do? And I have some verses there which are like, you know, the Great Commission and talking about the Holy Spirit, but you might have other verses you might want to talk about too. But yeah, I invite you to discuss again, as you have been doing very well so far. Good job.
time warning, wrap up your discussions. All right. Thanks, guys. Who would like to start us off with this one? Oh, everyone's a bit nervous. Anyone? Well, Simon volunteered Mel, so it's only right for us to volunteer Simon.
So we talked about a lot of things, but we just finished on... You know that in Luke, when Jesus sends out the 72, which I think is quite representative of sending us out, and he says to them, when you go into a city, heal the sick and say to them that the kingdom of God has come near you. He doesn't actually say to them, go and pray for people for healing. It's a command to go and heal. And I just wonder... I find that quite challenging, and I just wonder if we would step into that kind of space more, and you know, seeing what Jesus is already doing and being bold to proclaim it, if we would see more things happen.
That's good. Who wants to be bold and share? No one? All right. Oh, Claire's got a hand up. Go to that group.
Go for it. John had the really good point of like when there's a brand ambassador and like if there's an ambassador for a brand, what do? They don't just say like, oh, this thing is really good. Like if it's a drink, they will be seen drinking the drink. If it's clothes, they will be seen wearing the clothes and they'll be doing things that align with that brand. So sort of like if we're an ambassador of Jesus, we're not just like saying things. We are living in accordance with what we're representing, which, yeah, is all the things that Jesus was doing. Be right, John.
Well, you guys are right here, so it's just who would like to share from this group? Oh, he already shared. You can't dub him in again. All right, Pastor Maria.
Maria is fine. So I think we mainly talked about that verse that you shared, and we thought, how can Jesus say that we would do greater things? Who's greater than Jesus? So it's quite a challenging verse, but we recognise that Jesus, you know, when he ascends, will send the Holy Spirit, and that his people will be filled with the Spirit to form the body of Christ, to give birth to the church. And so... Jesus could only be here as one person in space and time, but now as the body of Christ, we are numerous and we are everywhere and we're empowered the same way with the same Holy Spirit. And so we figured that that might have something to do with it. But it's also is in line with the fact that, yes, we must be like Jesus. And he didn't just talk about the good news, but did things as well. People need to hear more than just words. They need to see love in action, the way that he did. Yeah. And you said some good things too, didn't you, about... that was before. Yeah, so we'd be pointing to the risen Christ, not just to, as... pre-resurrection, so the powerful risen Lord. There we go.
Thank you. I'm gonna go back up.
Wonderful, wonderful. Yes. So we shared about how that we get to partake in the things like Jesus, which can sometimes be quite scary. It's scary to be bold and go out there and actually pray for healing and actually expect healing, actually expect God will show up. And it's easier for us to sometimes be like, I'm just going to not. That's good. So can we go to the last slide, please? So today we didn't really go too deep into things. It was really just a discussion and to hopefully get you stimulated, get you thinking, get you thoughtful, get you prayerful. And to kind of go over the main three things, we wanted to talk about how Jesus came to proclaim the kingdom of God, not just the forgiveness of sins, but the kingdom of God, that the kingdom is near, that we get to participate in that. Jesus moved in power and authority, demonstrating that kingdom. The kingdom isn't just this idea. It isn't just something that we hope for. It's a real thing that is accessible to us. It's here. And lastly, we get to partake in that. Maria was saying that we have the same spirit. We have the Holy Spirit. I mainly use verses from Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, the Gospels. But if you look at Acts, you look at Paul, it's quite clear that, you know, the Holy Spirit isn't just for that time. It isn't just for the apostles, but it was given out further than that as well. And that we today, we get to partner with God in proclaiming the kingdom and being his advocate, being his agent, and being here as well. Thank you everyone for discussing. Hopefully, you know, you are stirred. And I will be inviting up Simon for communion or worship. Worship. Wonderful. Thank you.
But stay in your groups because you people do communion in your groups. Where you
stay
are.
In your groups.
Yeah.
Is the command. Or the advice. The advice.